Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí investigating the sudden death of a 47-year-old Lithuanian man in Bunkrana are seeking the public's assistance in tracing the man's last known movements. Rent prices in Donegal dropped 2.4% during 2017. A decision on whether to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital will not be made until October. And a spokesperson for the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says the Saolta Hospital Group is nowhere near providing the required level of service for either children or adults in the county. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, Gardaí investigating the sudden death of a 47-year-old Lithuanian man in Bunkrana are seeking the public's assistance in tracing the man's last known movements. The man's body was discovered in a house at Oakfield Close at 6:30 on Sunday evening. Possible links between this and the discovery of a crash van on the slab road between Burt and Burnfoot are being investigated. Nicole Gernan has more details.
The body of the man in his mid-40s was found in a house in Oakfield Close in Bunkrana, County Donegal at around 6:30pm last Sunday. The post-mortem revealed that the man died from natural causes, but there were some unexplained injuries to the body consistent with either a fall or as a result of being in a vehicle that was involved in a collision. Shortly before midnight on Saturday the 17th, Gardaí were called to the scene of a single vehicle crash at Slab Road in Burnfoot. They found a white Renault van, but there was no one at the scene. Gardaí are investigating whether there's a link between this van and the sudden death of the man in Bunkrana. The van has been removed and the road is sealed off for a technical examination. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Gardaí.
Earlier, Superintendent Gigi McGovern spoke to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show. He said Gardaí are trying to trace the deceased movements, and in particular they are trying to trace people who may have been in the crashed van.
One of our lines of inquiry has led us to a scene at the Slab Road in Burnfoot. A road traffic collision occurred on the corner of the Slab Road at some time between 11:30pm and 12 midnight on the night of St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March. Now, involved in that particular collision was a white motor van, a Renault Traffic motor van, 02D815 02.
And when Gardaí responded to that scene, there was no one in that vehicle?
That's correct. Initially, when we received the call, we were aware that there were people at the scene of the collision. But when we arrived at the scene ourselves, there was nobody present or nobody there to explain the circumstances of how this particular collision had occurred. We do know from calls we have received that people did come on the collision. So I suppose I'm very anxious in the day to speak to anyone that actually arrived at the collision site when the parties involved in that particular collision were still present. I want to know, did anybody speak to anyone at the actual collision site? Did they offer them assistance? Did anyone request assistance? Did anyone possibly in the day offer a lift or provide a lift to somebody at the actual scene? Or maybe in the day, did they provide a lift to somebody later on in the night or in early in the morning or the following day? We have an incident room set up at Bunkrana Garda Station, and we're contactable on 074 932 0540 if anyone has any information they can offer.
The Minister for Health has welcomed the passing of the referendum bill through the second stage in the Dáil. It was passed by a large majority. 110 deputies voted in favour and 32 against. Simon Harris thanked deputies who have contributed to the debate so far, saying they have done so in a respectful manner. The committee's stage debate will now begin this evening. Labour leader Brendan Howlin has described it as a historic day.
Very shortly now, it'll be handed over to the people for their decision. It'll be taken out of the hands of the 158 TDs and the 60 senators, and it'll be a matter for every citizen of Ireland to interpret what their view of the law should be and to make their decision accordingly. I hope that the discussions will be as good-tempered across the country as they have been in the Oireachtas by and large.
A decision on whether to reopen the 19-bed short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital will not be made until October of this year. The confirmation comes following a question put by Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin to the Health Minister on the issue. A funding application of €1.8 million was submitted by hospital management last year, which would reopen the ward and long been seen as a way forward in addressing the overcrowding crisis at the hospital. Senator McLaughlin says the seven month delay for a decision is completely unacceptable.
It was the management of Letterkenny Hospital who answered on behalf of the minister, and what they confirmed is that they have applied still for the €1.8 million. That's required to open this 19-bed ward. But that application is based on historical data analysis, in other words, looking at the situation over the last 2 years and making it clear to government that on average they're 20 beds down. So can you imagine the difference the opening of this ward would make? Can you imagine the difference it would make on the staff? They're struggling every single day to cope. And indeed, most importantly, for the patients who are on trolleys, almost 5,000 last year. And now we find out from the management of the hospital it'll be October, 7 months away. This is shameful.
And even at that stage, Senator, there is a strong possibility that they might decline this application even then.
Oh, absolutely. There's no guarantees in 7 months' time. But what I can tell you now is that the minister can run on this issue. He's refused to give a straight answer to me and other public representatives in Donegal. He can run, but he cannot hide. We'll continue to hold him to account. The people of Donegal are not fooled here by the evasions, by the indifference. We'll continue to hold them to account until they do what is right.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says the Saoilte Hospital Group is nowhere near providing the required level of service for either children or adults in the county. Speaking after a meeting with the group this week, Paul Gillespie told the 9 till noon show today that they were presented with a 3-year plan which, even if fully realised, would still fall far short of the level of service recommended by government. He says this raises questions about how the group and the government see the future of Letterkenny University Hospital.
We're not getting the resources needed. And, like, you know, the question seriously has to be asked now of Joe McHugh. Like, are they planning to run down Letterkenny to such an extent? Like, why else would they refuse the €1.8 million to open the extra beds? Like, why are they refusing to put in proper services for diabetes in Letterkenny? You know, this question has to be asked. What is their long-term plan? The people of Monaghan never believed that their hospital would close. They now all travel to Cavan. They need to put their resources into Donegal that people can be treated fairly.
Pope Francis will attend the World Meeting of Families in Dublin this August. During a 2-day visit, the pontiff will also celebrate Mass in Phoenix Park. The Vatican confirmed the decision earlier today, with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar welcoming in the move, saying he is looking forward to greeting him. Limerick priest Father Chris O'Donnell says it is not easy to predict the likely attendance for the Phoenix Park gathering.
It's hard to know. It's estimating numbers. I couldn't tell you, you know. The hope would be that it will be an opportunity for people to actually experience a festival of faith and family music and all that goes with it. Predicting numbers, yeah, I couldn't tell you.
The jury in the trial of a man who is charged with sexually and indecently assaulting two young boys in a period from 1989 to 1996 has been discharged before Judge John Aylmer at Donegal Town Circuit Court. The judge told the 7 men and 5 women jury that he was discharging them because they had heard evidence that they should not have heard about an hour and a half into the trial. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The case was adjourned to the next sitting of the Circuit Court on April 17th, when another jury will be impaneled to try the matter. The man was remanded on continuing bail. He's pleading not guilty to 4 counts of sexual assault under the Criminal Law Rape Act against one young boy. These alleged offences happened in a period from January 1st, 1991 to August 1996. He's also denying a similar charge of sexual assault under the same act and a separate indecent assault charge against another young boy in the same time frame. These alleged offences happened on dates between May 1989 and September 9th and on dates between January 1st, 1991 and December 31st, 1992. Both boys were under 14 years of age at the time of the alleged offences.
Average rents have gone up 6.4% to over €1,000 a month nationally. The Residential Tenancies Board says the rate of growth has slowed, though, down from 8% last autumn. In Donegal, the average rent countywide in the fourth quarter of 2017 was €541, compared with a €554 average in the third quarter of 2017, a drop of 2.4%. With the breakdown of the Donegal figures, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Despite the slight drop in rent prices in Donegal in the final 3 months of last year, the standard average rent in the county in the fourth quarter of 2016 was €505. This equates to a year-on-year increase of 7%. The end-of-year Donegal figure of €541 is the second lowest in the country. At just over half the national average, only Leitrim had lower rent. At municipal district level, there were no figures available for the Glenties area. Of the other districts, Inishowen was the cheapest place to rent in Donegal in the final quarter of last year, with prices just under €450 on average. The highest average rent in the county was €611 in Letterkenny. The average rent in the Stranorlar area was just over €525, while in Donegal, rent prices were just under €580 on average.
The Transport Minister admits his road safety legislation could cost people their livelihoods. The Road Traffic Bill proposes automatic driving bans for people who are caught over the alcohol limit. However, some TDs claim it's an attack on rural Ireland and will hurt business, especially pubs and off-licences. But Shane Ross insists there can't be separate laws for rural parts of the country.
What's happening here is right, and we have to pay a bit of a price for introducing it. Because it will cost, it'll cost some people dearly and their livelihood, and I don't want to do that at all. But sometimes you have to pay a price to save lives and for the greater good.
The Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation has welcomed the agreement of a Brexit transition period announced this week. Aspects of the agreement ensure access to UK waters for Irish fishermen, and shared quotas will be maintained until 2020, allowing time to negotiate a post-Brexit fisheries relationship. Sean O'Donoghue, KFO Chief Executive, says it is vital to maintain existing access to waters and resources. He says the latest announcement is a positive step, but there is still work to be done.
There's an agreed text between the UK and the EU in terms of the transition period, which means the status quo that presently exists in terms of our access to UK waters and the UK access to our waters, and this, the shares of the quotas we have, will certainly be maintained without any change whatsoever up until the end of December 2020.
And you're now saying that the onus is on Minister Michael Creed to ensure that these commitments set out in this draft text are retained in the final document?
That's correct, that they're absolutely retained. But this is a good starting point, but is by no means are we out of the problem situation yet. The next phase of the negotiations is going to be the phase two, which is the trade negotiations. We are hopeful that the EU heads of government by the end of this week will follow through on the draft guidelines that were published last week in relation to phase two, which is basically looking for something that we fought tooth and nail for over the last 18 months, which is to have the fisheries negotiations and the wider trade negotiations not separated from each other, and that we would maintain access and quota shares going forward into the future, and that we would have a joint management of the stocks to ensure sustainability.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale, now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 16 minutes past five, and time's the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with schools action, and there was two colleges from Donegal in playing in the All-Ireland stage today, but unfortunately both were at the wrong end of the results. We'll start with the soccer and PCC Fulcara losing out to Glenamatty Community College in the Junior B Boys National Cup final played at McSharry Park in Sligo. The game was evenly balanced at half time, 0-0 on the scoreboard, but the Galway side would score two goals in the second half to take the title. The first was 7 minutes in, a screamer to the top corner from Liam Tevenan, and then the second followed just past the hour mark, which was a header from Glenamatty captain Connor Rafferty. But unfortunately, defeat for PCC Fulcara, and there was also defeat today for Carndonagh Community School as they they suffered an agonising loss in the All-Ireland Eamon O'Sullivan Senior C Gaelic football semi-final at Abbottstown in Dublin. John Farns' young Chargers conceded a late goal against St Declan's of Kilmathomas County Waterford with just minutes left on the clock. A Conor O'Donnell goal and a Larkin Bradley point put Carndonagh in front early in the second half, but they could have been further ahead if they didn't miss a penalty. St Declan struck with their second goal 3 minutes from time to win a thrilling final. 2-10 to 1-11 was how that one finished. Just staying with Gaelic games, the Ulster Minor Football League game between Donegal and Antrim, which was due to be played this evening in Tonbridge, has been called off. That is due to the unavailability of a venue in County Antrim to host tonight's tie. So Antrim against Donegal and that Ulster Minor Under 17 League tonight, that fixture has been postponed. There is a possibility that it could be played tomorrow evening, Thursday, with that to be confirmed. There is three other ties to take place tonight, among those at Derry-Gonley. Derry, who are topping the group, are on the road to play Fermanagh. That one's due to throw in at a quarter past eight. Back to soccer we go. Finn Harps and Derry City will meet in the second round of the EA Sports Cup at the start of next month. The draw took place at FAI headquarters in Abbottstown today and placed the neighbours and old rivals in the same tie for the next stage of the competition. Harps will have home advantage in the Pool 2 game on Monday the 2nd of April. In the same section, Galway United and Sligo Rovers will meet in another derby. Elsewhere in the second round, another standout tie will be Dundalk, the current holders of the EA Sports Cup, travelling to Richmond Park to face former winners St Patrick's Athletic. Well, Finn Harps will look to continue their good start to their first division campaign this Friday night against Wexford and Ballybuffet. Harps boss Ollie Horgan has confirmed Paddy McCourt and Gareth Harkin will be missing for a few games with injuries. The Ballybuffet men have had a solid start with a win and a draw in their opening two league games. Centre half Keith Cowan is a new man in Sam Todd alongside him. Speaking this week, Keith has been impressed with his new young teammate.
Yeah, Sam's a great young player, a great talent, and an absolute gentleman too. To boot, you know, a lot of guys that have come in, you know, a lot of young guys can come in and, you know, they can be all talk, but Sam's well able to back it up, and not even to say that because he is such a nice guy and, you know, quietly spoken. But you know, he's impressed me. He really has, and he stepped in the midfield there on Saturday night down in Cove when Paddy McCourt went off, and you know it was no problem to him in there as well. So you know he's a ball playing centre half, and you know he still has a lot to learn, but you know at such a young age to have, you know, I suppose the quality that he has, he's in a good place in his career at the moment.
And you can hear more from Keith Cowan in conversation with Jeremy Doherty in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The Billy Key Memorial Cup game between Derry City and Institute, planned for the Brandywell this Friday night, has been postponed. Both parties had provisionally agreed on this weekend, given the international break. However, the game will now be put back until mid-April. The Candy Stripes will next be in action on Friday week when they entertain St Pat's in the Premier Division, while Institute will return to Irish League Championship action on Saturday, March 31st. In a top of the table battle with Newry City. The semi-final draw has been made for the Knockalla Caravans Ulster FA Senior Cup in a repeat of last year's final. Holders Letterkenny Rovers will meet Glengad United, with the Glengad men having home advantage. In the other all-in-a-shown semi-final, Greencastle FC will play Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic. Those ties to be played on Sunday, the 15th of April. In cricket, Ireland's World Cup qualification hopes received a massive boost this afternoon. The rain in Harare called a nearly halt to the West Indies Super 6 match with Scotland and handed the Windies a 5-run win via the Duckworth-Lewis method. Ireland still need the UAE to beat Zimbabwe tomorrow and for themselves to beat Afghanistan on Friday if they are to finish in the top two there. In golf, the WGC match play is underway in Austin, Texas. Rory McIlroy is back in contention, back in action this evening, barely 3 days after winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He tees off with American Peter Uihlein in his opening Group 6 match just after 6:30 Irish time this evening. And in racing, Ruby Walsh is aiming to be back in the saddle in just 5 weeks' time. The 38-year-old jockey has had a positive update on the leg injury he suffered at the Cheltenham Festival last week. The Kildare man had only just returned from a month spell recovering from a similar issue. Walsh concedes that he will miss the Grand National entry, but is determined to be available for the Punchestown Festival. That one's due to be held on the 24th of April. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning at the sports desk after the 8:30 news. And of course, Tom Comack will have tonight's GA programme. Usual throw-in time will be at 8:30. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. The Taoiseach just says conversations between Westminster and Dublin continue in the hope of restoring power sharing in Northern Ireland. Speaking during a visit to Belfast, Simon Coveney said as far as he's aware, the DUP and Sinn Féin still aren't formally talking.
I suspect that there are some conversations going on, but there's no formal negotiations going on right now that I'm aware of anyway.
And communities across Donegal are being encouraged to take part in Donegal's big clean-up. The initiative was launched at Ballyliffin Golf Club and supports individuals, groups, businesses and organisations in organising their clean-ups. Donegal County Council will provide bags, gloves and litter pickers and will then arrange for the litter to be collected once bagged. Michael McGarvey, Director of Service with Donegal County Council, says Donegal's big clean-up is about showcasing the county to its full.
This is a very positive part of our work. Last year we had over 350 clean-ups organised throughout the county. We had over 5,000 volunteers right across the county, and we just think it's such a positive move that the community are working with us to actually to help put our best foot forward in terms of showcasing Donegal to our tourists and to locals alike.
And finally for weather now, a dry evening with sunny spells and cloudy patches. It will be dry and mostly cloudy overnight with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí investigating the sudden death of a 47-year-old Lithuanian man in Bunkrana are seeking the public's assistance in tracing the man's last known movements. The man's body was discovered in a house at Oakfield Close at 6:30 on Sunday evening. A decision on whether to reopen the 19-bed short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital will not be made until October of this year. The confirmation comes following a question put by Donegal Senator Patrick McLaughlin to the Health Minister on the issue. The jury in the trial of a man who is charged with sexually and indecently assaulting two young boys in a period from 1989 to 1996 has been discharged before Judge John Aylmer at Donegal Town Circuit Court. The judge told the 7-men and 5-women jury that he was discharging them because they had heard evidence that they should not have heard about an hour and a half into the trial. And the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation has welcomed the agreement of a Brexit transition period announced this week. Aspects of the agreement ensure access to UK waters for Irish fishermen, and shared quotas will be maintained until 2020, allowing time to negotiate a post-Brexit fisheries relationship. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 21st of March. The death has taken place of Emmett Blaine, Lower Glencoe, Mount Charles. His remains will repose at his late residence from 11 o'clock on Friday morning, with removal on Saturday morning to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, for 10 o'clock funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Kevin Bell Fund, care of Gallagher Funeral Directors or any family member. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary Vance, 13, Maple Road, Ballymagorry. Funeral service at Strabane Presbyterian Church on Saturday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Ernie Cemetery. The death has occurred of Philomena Phil Dawson, The Paddocks, High Brazel Court, South Circular Road, Dublin 8, formerly of 33, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Philomena's remains will be received to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, reposing overnight, with Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. Funeral and interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Our Lady's Hospice, Harles Cross, Dublin, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Josie Gallagher, née Kelly, 5 Glen Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Catherine Marie Kitty McLaughlin, Glacroix, Linsford, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Libby Grant, née Duncan, 42, Lisnannan Court, Letterkenny, formerly of New Houses, Carrigans. Libby's remains will repose at her residence until tomorrow, with service of thanksgiving in Monterey Presbyterian Church, Carrigans, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Bridget McLaughlin, 140 Ford Glen Road, Cloddy, County Derry. Bridget's remains are reposing at her late residence until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Cloddy, tomorrow with Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Acute Care at Home Services, Waterside Hospital, care of Carmel O'Neill, Funeral Director.